At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? And sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month. Please subscribe to Alien Theorists Theorizing on YouTube to watch it live, or patreon.com/alientheoristspodcast to watch on demand. The cosmic channels are open.
Woo, I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
All right, Super Bowl Sunday, Cosmic Channels.
Yeah, not watching the Super Bowl on another team.
No one's watching football today. Everyone at home is tuning in to Cosmic Channels instead.
Yeah, the most watched television program
is it,
on Sunday.
Superb Owl? Like, this is some Bohemian Grove thing you guys are talking about?
The what?
Oh, Superb Owl.
Super Bowl.
Oh.
Classic. Goddess.
Check one. All right. I think we have a caller on the line. They've been hanging on there as we get shit started. Let's bring them on. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, you guys. This is Bella.
Hey, Bella.
Hey, Bella. What's going on?
Nothing much, brothers. I haven't called for a hot minute here, and I just want to give a shout out to my brother, Henry, the weird ass. I don't know. He's like a mad scientist. He always calls you guys with these fucking cryptic ass, like, you know, theories about space and time and the universe. He's a bit of a mad scientist in the family, and he said he was going to beat me to this call, and look at me now.
suck it, Henry.
Come on, Henry. Get to it.
He was like, I literally called him to talk about the new Lord of the Rings show, the trailer from Amazon. And he's like, I've got to go. I can't talk to you about it right now. Like, it looks amazing, but I've got to call it a Cosmic Channel. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to beat you to it.
Awesome. Well, what do you got for us?
Okay. So I don't know if you guys have a theme tonight. Do you have a theme or am I good to just run?
You're good, to run.
All right, you guys. I want to preface this by saying that my dad is a huge Bengals fan. So let's cross our fingers, dot our I's, cross our T's, all that good stuff. Because if they win tonight, he's going to be good for a while. So I'm going to start there. And then secondly, I want to talk about, obviously, we have a lot of paranormal experiences in our family. We're Mexican Italian, big brood, and very superstitious on the whole, right? So I've talked to you guys several years ago about some of the experiences that we've had in my mom's house. And this is a good one that I haven't talked about before and I'm willing to share. So we're going to go from there. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So one night, my mom and my sister and I were sitting at the bar in our kitchen. It's a pretty, you know, it's a good sized kitchen. We're all chilling. We start arguing about some kind of nonsense, you know, nothing too important, just, you know, two teenagers and a mom kind of going at it. And, you know, my grandfather, who was a Mexican immigrant, he worked hard his entire life, worshiped the ground he walked on. We were recently, you know, still pretty fresh off his passing. So we were all pretty ripe when it comes to that kind of stuff. And, next thing you know, we hear a big bang in the attic. And it shut us all up. You know, we were all arguing over some piddly nonsense. It wasn't anything really important. And it shut us up, and we called our uncle, who is my mom's brother. He said, hey, you know, there's some crazy ass shit going on in the attic. And we were all convinced, you know, there's three of us. None of us had been drinking. You know, two of us are minors. And my mom was just, you know, we were all just grieving at that point. Called my uncle, and we were all convinced that someone was up in the attic. Like, there, I guess the only thing I could explain it as is like a pool ball, you know, like that kind of weight hitting the ground running the distance of the attic. But what was weird about it was we followed it through the house at the bottom level, because it's only a single level house. We followed it all the way down, and my mom was like, you know, the floorboards in the attic, because it wasn't a complete attic, she was like, they stop here, so we shouldn't be hearing it down this far through the house, because that's all, like, you know, insulation.
Right.
That's not a finished portion of the attic. And so we freaked the fuck out, obviously. My brother Henry was asleep at the time, you know, because he sleeps through the best of our experiences, historically speaking. My uncle comes over. He's got this giant fucking crucifix. Because we're, you know, Catholic. It's the Mexican side. He goes up in the attic. He starts screaming like he's from The Exorcist. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels
you. That's what you do.
We're all free. I mean, like, I don't know. I didn't fucking go up there. Like, what? I mean, like, what are we going to do? We're going to do a home exorcist. Like, what else do you do? You know what I mean? We're desperate. We're not going to call a priest, but, you know, we got relatives with big ass crucifixes. We're going to put them to use. You know what I mean? And so then he comes down and he's like, yeah, I don't know. Like, it was ice cold up there and something felt off. And we were all like, you know, we were hearing that it wasn't like a single drop and like a roll. Like, he lived about half an hour away, right? So the entire time, you know, when we phoned in for a favor to get his ass down there, because at that point my parents were split up, so it was just my single mom caring for three kids, we were hearing it the entire time. It did not stop. And just as we thought it would stop, it started rolling again.
Oh.
And like, later, you know, my mom got an exterminator. She tried looking for rats. You know, we did everything that was rational to try to figure out what was going on. Nothing. There was no sign of any rodents. We had some croquet, like, cues up there and some, I don't know, some croquet balls. But they were, like, boxed up. So they were all, like that was the first thing my mom went to, was like, oh, maybe the croquet balls like ended up falling out or whatever. Nope. They were all boxed up. They were all in their cage inside the box. No explanation.
The ghosts are playing croquet. Then they,
They were nice enough to put their equipment away.
Yeah,
they got their ghost team, the Unholy Rollers, practicing their fucking bowling up there.
Yeah, I mean, it was some kind of like, I don't know, phantasm, like, you know, competition or something. I don't know, but we were all pretty wrecked, and that was the last, you know, real... there was other things that went on in that house, but it kind of chilled out once my parents finalized their divorce. And then we started grieving about my grandpa and everything. You know, there was a lot of like energy in that house that was just based off of all the trauma that had occurred there. So,
right.
And, so no, you know, ball like up I in the told, attic? Like you didn't find one?
Yeah.
Like
there was- you know, and it's crazy, dude, because that attic, like, we have a ladder, like a 10-foot ladder, right? And you have to climb the 10-foot ladder, and then you have to kind of hoist yourself. Like, you know, nobody that's not very fit is going to be able to hoist himself up another 4 feet. And so anytime I go up there with my mom, like, she goes first, and then I go after her, because it's not a very easy attic to access. And it's in the garage. So the garage has a garage door, and then it has a side door that's always locked. So it's not something that someone easily could access, let alone like some rando like wandering up there. Like, no fucking way. And I'm telling you right now, there's no way some person would just go up there for a gag.
Right.
You know, like, it would be blood, sweat, and tears to get up in that attic.
Just to crawl up.
Just to get in there, man. It's a and what's crazy about that space is that, you know, because it's so high up, because we've got like 10-foot, I don't know what meters is, but we've got 10-foot ceilings throughout the house. So they're real high ceilings. And so when you get into the attic, it's usually like a sauna, dude. Like, yeah. You go up in leggings and, you know, a tank top, and you're sweating balls within 3 minutes. I'm telling my mom, I got to get out of here. Grab your shit. Let's go. And this time around, it was like when my uncle came down. My uncle's like 6'6". He used to play professional college ball. You know, he was, he's like... 300 pounds. He's a huge fucking dude. And when he came down out of the attic, he was like, I've never been up there and had it so freezing. And he had like goosebumps all up his and down his arms. Like, he was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but if you want me to like stay here. And he ended up staying the night with us because we were all so freaked out. Because, like I said, you know, two teenagers and a single mom, we were freaked out, dude. Like,
yeah,
it was just like right at the crescendo of our argument when we were all screaming at each other about some nonsense, this huge bang. And then we just shut up. And then we just like listened to it for half an hour. And we were like trying to figure out what the hell it could be. And it was a wild experience for sure. And my mom still lives there, you know. We're right next door, the 32nd walk down the hill, and we're right next door to a cemetery, you know, so it's not that wild, all things considered. Like, and like I've told you guys before, that whole plot used to be old farmland, and, you know, back in the day, they just bury their dead where they could, so it's so not,
there could
it's
be
not
ghosts,
that crazy.
Ghosts popping out of the ground all over that place is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that crazy to think that, you know, maybe there might be a bone or two underneath our lot, you know what I mean?
Or maybe there's a graveyard there, and so, you know, the ghosts are just using your attic as a getaway. Quick weekend,
yeah,
weekend getaway.
It's whatever, man. Like, we're all pretty friendly. We're all pretty tapped into the other realm. We've got a lot of respect, you know. We've all got ofrendas old world way. We've all got ofrendas to our dead and whatnot, and, you know, we try to stay connected to our culture. And even though we're less than half Mexican, you know, we were really raised around that culture, and it's just ingrained in us, even though we look hella white, you know. So, like, it's a crazy thing. And we've got quite a few stories from that house all of us. I mean, my brother, I've told him before, you know, he calls into you guys all the time with all these crazy ass concepts about time and space and relativity and all that shit. And I was like, you should tell them that story about the time you had a friend over at your house and you were talking to him. And next thing you know, he was like having a slumber party. You know, they were maybe like 10 or something. And the kid was sleeping on the floor next to him on the, in like sleeping bags and sleeping pads. And then next thing you know, he said, hey, like whatever the kid's name was, where'd you go? Like in a blink of an eye, his friend was across the room at the door of the bedroom.
Right. Sorry. Yeah. We're kind of jumping around stories here. So we got to keep the lines rolling. Got a few more callers, but we appreciate you calling back.
Yeah, those are dope.
No problem, you guys. It's been a pleasure as always.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Ghosts in the attic playing croquet. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, makes sense. Checks out.
But they put the mallets and balls back because they're friendly ghosts. Cleanly ghosts.
Casper the cleanly ghost.
Yeah. All right, another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we're doing well. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Richard. Richard calling from Alberta. I got another spook hole story for you.
The spook hole. One second, let me put on appropriate music. All right.
We've got a spook hole soundtrack.
Hole soundtrack coming up.
There you go. I got lots of stories. I'll give one at a time.
All right, let's hear
it. So going back to my last story about the house we lived in and the door that had the loud music or the loud sound and the light shining around it.
Right.
Well, my brother ended up getting in trouble one night. Rest of us kids were all sitting out in the living quarters with my parents. And my brother was sent into that room alone. This was one of the first incidents we have had there. And so he was sent into the room alone, and it was dark in there. And he was in there for about 10 minutes, and all of a sudden he just started screaming. High-pitched, you know, talking a six-year-old here, it's a real high-pitched scream. So my parents went in, us kids, we weren't going anywhere. We were set right where there was a little bit of light. My parents ran in, grabbed him, they brought him out. And when they finally got him to calm down, they asked him what was happening. And he told them that there was a guy in the room. So my dad started looking around, and as before, the door is locked. And my brother kept saying, no, there's a guy, he's standing in the room. He was staring at me.
Oh,
and my dad looked at him and he's like, you know, okay, you can't be, he thought he was lying. He's like, you can't be lying. Like, you know, this, you're scaring everybody. And my brother said, no, there's a guy in the room. And my mom asked him, she says, okay, so if there was a guy in the room, what's so scary? He said, the scary part was, is
so random in dark, my room.
He couldn't take, well, yes, right? Some random dude in the room. The scary part was being dark, he couldn't make out any really facial, like he couldn't make out too much of the features of the person. He took it as a guy being a kid and just being the size of the figure in the room. He said the person looked to be wearing like a long, long coat. Basically what you'd see in the old cowboy shows, what they wore, like those long type trench coats.
Right.
And he said the scary part. Yeah. And he said that what scared him the most, and even to this day when he does talk about it, he's often said the same story over and over. What scared him the most of that figure in the room was he was staring at it and he didn't realize that he was obviously looking at the back of the figure. The figure turned around. And when it turned around, the bit of light being cast in from where we were sitting coming into the room, that's when he could make out the guy's face. And he said the scary part was is that he only had half of a face. And that's when he screamed.
What half?
He knew there was...
Like a two-face half or like a
just
bottom
one
jaw?
Side.
Oh, just straight up the middle.
Straight up the middle. What was that show with...
Jonah Hex?
No. And the guy, and he wore the half piece. I can't remember. It was a really good Fan show with us. Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi? Oh.
Yeah, Steve Buscemi was in it, and he was like a gangster, like a
bootlegger. Boardwalk Empire or whatever?
Yes. Mm. There's that guy, and he had the half face. Okay. Freaked me out.
Yeah, he had the prosthesis.
Yeah, was it like half a face, like it was dark on the other side, like it was just in shadow, or it was like flayed skin?
Nothing there.
Nothing there.
There was just nothing there. It just...
So, like, he could see the back of the head? Like, it was just, like, there's just, like, I don't know.
Pitch black.
So, the guy had a whole, like, he was looking at him. I'm trying to picture it in my head. Like, he was looking at him from the back, and he had, like, a full head. But then he turned around, and it was just, like, empty.
He would have been about 6 at the time, so he wouldn't really, like, he was just kind of, he was just more freaked out that there was only half a face when the guy turned around.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, my parents kept telling him, like, you know, you're scaring the rest of the kids. Like, shut up. Enough of that.
I love it.
He wouldn't go back in the room. So when my, like I said, this is on my grandfather's land. So the next day, they were talking to my grandparents about it, and they knew exactly who he was talking about. They said that they have seen the figure, be it half a face or not. They didn't say much about that, but they said they have seen the same figure wearing a long coat. And that one thing that they did confess to my grandparents, or to my parents, is that the land that they bought, when they bought it, it actually came from a gentleman. They didn't say where, what war he was from, but he was from a war, but he didn't return. The government reclaimed the land because he didn't have any family, and that's where my grandparents bought it off of. Now, the road leading in there, they're about 4 or 5 miles off the little highway. The road leading in there does have a township number now, but the old name of the road used to be called the Road of Eyes.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just terrible. Everything about it is just terrifying.
Shouldn't it be Road of Eyes since you only had one?
Semantics.
Right? Yeah, the Road of Eye. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's what it's called. Is the Road of
Eyes. Maybe he's searching.
Well, that's a weird, yes. So my grandparents, they had also talked about a grave on the land. Now they don't know what's in the grave. It's still there. There's no name marked. It was just a little, like it was just fenced off, and everybody just left it alone. It was not too far off the main little driveway that we used coming into that place. Yeah.
Nope. Not for me.
It's a whole bunch of nope.
Whole bunch of nope.
Like I said, I would like to go back there this summer and just kind of check everything out. I haven't been back so long.
Yeah, make sure you disturb as much land as you can. Just like get out there and just dig and
just
rummage through shit till you release some spirits. And or
maybe they'll try.
It's like drilling for oil, but instead with ghosts. Like you just keep digging until you get them to come out.
Try to find a skull with missing an orbital bone and like part of its like frontal lobe, and maybe you'll find a skull. That'd be pretty badass.
We do know where there is skulls back there.
What?
Yes, not BSing you.
The old skull pit.
Nothing like old skull pit.
It's all good.
It pretty much is. What had happened is there's a lake.
You take a left at the Road of Eyes there.
Road of Eyes, and then you turn on Road of Skulls. Just go a little ways down there.
You're good.
You hit No Face Lane, and then you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, just that. Yeah, at the end of that road, there's a lake back off in the bush. It's a little bit west of the Spook Hole, and it actually used to have a sawmill. A little family-owned sawmill, and they had a virus or a plague go through, and that's basically what they did at the time to get rid of to keep all the try and take control of the virus. Is the bodies were buried under their big slab piles, and that's where they were burnt. So when you go there, some of the big slab piles are still there. When you go there and start lifting them up, you will find bones.
Yeah, no wonder this place is haunted.
Right? No wonder it's
piles of bones everywhere.
Yeah. And it's from the family. Oh. Now, where the road got its name from, the Road of Eyes, isn't actually the word eyes that you would think. That was the name of the family that lived back there.
Okay, good, because I was hoping it wouldn't get any more scary.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty fucking scary.
When I first heard that too, I shit myself. Even though I'm 3,000 kilometers away, I thought no way. But then I found out after that it's actually the name of the family that owned the little sawmill. But still, that's, you know, how many people? Because I remember as kids back at that lake fishing, and of course we're wandering around. Parents are fishing, and we remember finding the bones. And like I'm talking, like, you know, I'm 14, 15, so it's not like I'm, you know, seeing something else and thinking of it as something different, right?
Right.
Not like it's animal bones. You can tell it was human, eh? And we, of course, our parents just always kept after us to stay out of there, and we found out after that that's actually what it was. It was from a sawmill.
Oof.
And they had a really bad virus go through. And
who deals with that? Is there an authority that deals with like human remains, like the discovery of human remains? Like, is there a some sort
I think
of
it's go- still I think you still do it through the coroner's office. I'd have to look.
Oh, okay. But yeah, this was back in, I think, I can't even give you a date on that. I remember being young, going to that lake, as far as I can remember, and you'd never even know, you wouldn't realize that there was actually a sawmill there, other than just for the odd little slab you see, like the piles that were piled up around the lake.
Ugh.
But other than that, it's so grown in now, like, you go in there with a, like, you could barely get in with a quad, let alone a vehicle now. It's all so grown in, eh?
All right, another tale from the spook hole.
We gotta go to the spook hole, man.
Try and call back next week.
Nah.
Spook hole.
That's gonna
pod trip.
Yeah. Nah. It's gonna be our History Channel TV show.
Where is the spook hole?
Live from the Ontario.
Nah.
Yep.
All right,
reason to make Ontario Ontario.
All right, brother. Thanks for another story from the spook hole.
Have a good night. Bye.
So just this piles of bones around this property.
The old skull pile.
Old virus ridden corpses just piled it under your.
I think you'd get it like as a some sort of like historical landmark at this point.
Yeah. The gates of hell. That's what it is.
Matthew Stafford is officially Super Bowl champion.
For real?
Nice. Holy shit. Yeah.
Really?
Paid his dues, man.
Did he throw a long bomb for the win or something?
No. The defense actually won this one, but.
That's what I heard. I heard that their defense was going to be that was going to be the key.
Well,
it's
the difference maker. Bengals had a really weak O line. Rams have an unreal D line. So,
hey, well, there you go. Hey, you finally got it. The Detroit Rams.
No, fuck that. Don't ever say that blasphemous garbage. That's not a thing.
Aren't they selling shirts called Detroit Rams? They say Detroit Rams.
Is this his first season or second season with the Rams?
First season with
the Rams. So it just goes to show.
Okay. Yeah, well, it goes to show everybody, like nobody knew he was talented other than the people who were in Detroit.
Everyone else. Lions. Yeah.
And I remember when they picked him, he was really good. Like he
was the first overall pick.
And then he's just like, well.
He was never garbage. Is garbage. He's
no, I mean, he was always good. I'm just saying the rest of the team.
Well, that's the thing. You can't do it by yourself.
All right.
I'm just like, how do they get one guy? And then for 12 years, they don't build a team around him.
Bad drafting.
Okay. We'll have a full on roast of the Detroit Lions on another Cosmic Channel.
But it already happened. It's called the football season.
All right. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Hey,
you're live.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh shit. What's up, guys?
What's up? Who are we talking to? Where are you calling from?
I've been watching you guys since you were fucking like since you first started and all that. So that's cool to be on the the live.
Made it on the stream. We appreciate it.
I know, man. Yeah, So
where are you calling from?
Texas.
Oh, whereabouts?
Ooh, whereabouts?
Houston. Butthole, Texas.
You coming up to
the Butthole, Texas?
You coming up to Austin, March 2nd and 7th, or March 4th and 5th?
No, I knew you guys did something in like California or like Nevada or something. I was going to try to make it to, but I never did. But you know, you guys went somewhere.
We're going. No, we're going.
I've been drinking a bit. I've been watching the Super Bowl, so I'm sorry.
That's all right. All right. So, yeah. What do you got for us?
So we're talking about like paranormal activity, right?
Something anything
like
that. You want, man.
Anything weird like that, yeah.
Okay. So I have a my wife's fucking recording me right now. Fuck, get out of here. so I do have something for you guys. This is fucking insane, man. That's crazy. I'm on the fucking thing. Anyway, I live in Texas. My Nana, I call her Nana. I don't know if you guys, it's kind of weird name to you guys.
Yeah, I had a Nana.
Yeah, yeah. So my Nana, she lives in Montana in the United States, obviously. And she has like a big ass fucking cabin there and in the middle of nowhere. And the only like thing I've experienced there, like with paranormal activity, I've never like, I don't really believe in ghosts and all that, but I guess like for this one instance is pretty, I guess it's pretty weird. Me and my buddy, we lived in a town kind of close by in Manhattan, like an hour away. It sounds kind of fucked up because me and my buddy, we're gonna scare my Nana and fucking we're gonna like take a guy, I fly fish a lot, so I was gonna take a line and tie it to my chair, and then when my Nana came in, we're gonna pull it and like move it and scare her. I know it sounds kind of fucked up, but
as long as she wasn't about to sit down and then she breaks her pelvis or something, then
yeah, right? No, no. But she was coming home from like some type of church thing, and me and my buddy were sitting in the at the end of the hallway. She has like a long hallway in her cabin, and my papa died maybe like 5, 6, 7 years prior to that, and I remember like I don't know, it's kind of fucking weird. I hate to say because I kind of remember it. My buddy remembers it like fully, but at the end of the hallway, before we were about to do that, like we saw this like this shadow kind of peek over at the end of the hallway and like growl, and which is funny too, because like. What? Yeah, he's like, you motherfuckers, dude. Yeah, so I don't know. And then it kind of like fucking growled or whatever, and I didn't hear it. My buddy said he saw it. I guess I saw the shadow. I didn't hear the growl. But I do remember staying there. She has a basement, and in her basement is like she has like a gun case, like a gun lock or whatever, like a huge fucking safe with a bunch of guns in it, and in that safe to the right of it, there's something that goes under the house, under the cabin. So I remember one day I was sleeping there, and
in the space under the house.
It's a safe. It's a safe in the basement, and in the basement there's a little closet where there's another room that goes under the house. Kind of weird.
Weird, yeah.
For like, I guess for like...
Right, Nana's interrogation room.
Yeah. That's where they do the waterboarding.
Yeah. So...
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I said, I don't know, man. Like I don't know if I believe in like ghosts or anything, but this kind of... Like every time I go there now, man, like I can't sleep in the basement anymore because it's pretty sketchy. I remember I was sleeping, had the TV on, and I remember waking up one night you guys gonna be like, oh, this is fucking, you know, that's bullshit. But I remember the TV I had on, it started staticking, like static.
Yep. White noise.
Like the fucking black. Yeah, like black and white shit, you know, like started going on TV, and
if you tell me someone climbed out of your goddamn TV, I'm hanging up on you.
I know, dude. Like the ring. Yeah. No, yeah, not like that, but it started staticking, and I woke up and I heard my basement door kind of like open, like, you know, hear the like that, and then, but that's about it. That's the only I guess the only thing I've ever seen. So I know other people have some crazy shit, but to be honest, I didn't think I'd get on the call with you guys. But
hey, you're persistent. You had to wait on hold there for a bit, so
yeah.
So
yeah, I know, man. Yeah, I was watching the Super Bowl, and I was like, I'll sit here and do the call with you guys. So
wait, you've seen the static on the screen. You heard the door open, but you didn't physically get attacked by...
Yeah, I didn't see the door open. I heard the door squeak open, and that's about it. And I can't sleep down there anymore. Yeah, we staged it. Me and my wife were there, and we staged it, and all kinds of shit. Yeah, it's, yeah. But ever since then, I haven't noticed anything, but we haven't been there for a while.
I wouldn't go back.
Yeah, but hey, real quick, who's the medic there? Is someone a medic?
Friend of a friend is the medic.
Yeah, we know a guy.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm a firefighter EMT, and he's from Texas, so I was...
Hey, can I do a ride along?
I was in the Marine Corps, too, so I think, Dan, you're in the Navy, right? You're on the boat?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, so USS I was on the USS New Orleans when I deployed in the Marine Corps. Listening to you guys.
Andrew wants to ask if he can do a ride-along.
Can I do a ride-along when we're in Austin?
What's that?
Can I do a ride-along when we're in Austin?
Buddy, fuck yeah. I'll be on the engine, dude. Get on the pumper, man. We'll let you on the pumper. Yeah, dude. If you want to come down, I'm in Houston. Dude, I'll put you on the tower and we'll put you all the way up in the air. Dude, it's insane.
I've done it. It's terrifying. We had to go to the top of the ladder truck and clip in and like lean backwards.
Dude, it's fucking insane.
It's horrifying.
Yeah, dude, come. I know that was a weird ass laugh, but I'm nervous. But fuck, man.
Oh man, honestly, cool. Inbox us though, because if we're close there, I'd love to even just come check out your guys' rig and shit like that. That'd be awesome.
Dude, fuck yeah, man. Yeah, let me know. I put in the chat. I've been following you guys for fucking. Like since you first started, like my favorite episode is Elise the Lamb. I fucking love that episode. My wife loves that episode. Yeah. So.
All right, man. Well, yeah. Shoot us a message on our socials. I'd love to fucking check that shit out. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I remember messaging you guys like saying that like started Discord and all this and but yeah, dude. If you ever want to come down to Houston, Houston's pretty fucking ghetto, but.
That's where we're going, dude. We're going to booked our trip.
We're going to Austin.
Oh, where are we going?
Okay, Austin.
Austin. I thought we were going to Houston for some reason.
Drive the fire truck to Austin so we can take the tower.
It can't be that far away. Texas isn't that big, is it?
Dude, yeah. I'll just take it down there, man. And you guys can fucking...
just hop it on the highway and bring it on down to Austin.
Sometimes I'm telling people we've been going to Houston.
But, nice.
Yeah, well, fuck.
It's the same place.
Nice talking to you guys. It's crazy. Like, love your podcast. It's cool talking to you guys. But sorry to waste your time.
No, waste, man.
Never waste, man.
Nah, it's fun. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. But yeah, you guys have a good day. I'll see you guys.
All right, bye.
Take care.
You kept telling him, like, hey, we're going down there. And I was like, I thought you just thought like they were really close and we could just like pop
up. No, isn't Texas huge?
Yeah, I think they're, it's probably
quite large.
Yeah, I thought it was huge. I honestly thought we were going to Houston. I don't even know why because I planned those t-shirts, the Austin 216 ones too.
Yeah, the Houston.
Maybe it's the way they end, the tin.
Yeah, similar.
Yeah.
The same
similar. Or Houston, syllables. We have a problem.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm also an idiot.
They're only 2 hours apart. They're not too far, I don't think.
It's too far.
All right, another call. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey boys, how's it going?
Oh shit. You in a spaceship?
No, I apologize in advance. I'm a truck driver. I left my good headset at home.
That's all right, man. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Las Vegas, heading down to California currently.
Woo! Nice.
In city.
What do you got for us?
So, I've got two options for you guys. One is kind of a ghost story of my grandma not leaving us the hell alone. Or I can talk to you guys about Dugway Proving Grounds in Utah.
Oh, Dugway Proving Grounds. What do you know about it?
Let's do that one. But I am curious another time to hear about why you wanted your grandma to leave you the hell alone. But
we'll get back to that.
Listen, grandma, enough's enough. Anyway,
take your doilies and kick rocks.
I'm not hungry. Yeah. I'm serious.
Nobody likes Werther's Originals. But let's do the Proving Grounds.
Dugway Proving Grounds. What do you know?
All right. So I spent 10 years in the Army, in the Utah National Guard specifically. And it's a major training area for a lot of the Utah Guard, no matter what your job is. And there's some interesting things that I haven't heard mentioned about Dugway on your guys' show yet. One being about 10 years ago or so, they had a major anthrax leak. They had to evacuate the nearby town of Twilla.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So that's number one. And then that was right before I joined the military. And then when I joined, one of my senior NCOs was actually a scientist on the base. And he was telling us a story of came out of his, because he lived on base, came out of his house going to work one morning, and there's just dead birds everywhere. Everywhere. Oh. And the official story that the base put out was that the morning dew, the birds thought it was water, and so they all dove, and that's how they died.
Oh. But
he said, he's like, no, we have morning dew all the time. Like, that's not what happened.
So it's anthrax spill?
Well, I mean, we're not even really sure that birds are real, so I don't know.
Yeah, they're all.
Know
if I like
yeah, they ran out of batteries. They didn't charge their batteries that morning.
Well, also, there's like you. There was a someone just sent us a thing with a bunch of starlings that had just died too. Like,
yeah, I saw that.
There's always kind of those kind of weird. It is a creepy thing when all of a sudden, even to be in that area, it would be terrifying.
I think the main mundane explanation for that one was that like sometimes starlings can get caught in like it's like microbursts. So it'll be like, if there's like a large downdraft that comes down, it'll slam them into the ground. Like it'll just like, boom, boom, like it'll drop down. Like it happens. It's yeah. It's been
too bad observed. Too bad they can't fly.
Yeah, maybe.
Too bad they have hollow bones and like they can't.
Army comes out and says, no, they thought it was water in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, it's so, kind of a that's a weird explanation for that, but it's yeah. probably like the only thing they could come up with on such short notice without trying to
water,
freak everybody out.
Water, yes,
right. So another thing is, I mean, well, you can look on a Google Maps and you can find these weird. I can only describe them as like cages that are massive with stadium lights around them. And I want to know what the hell is going in those cages.
Zombies?
Dinosaurs?
I'm thinking maybe radioactive scorpions, spider wards, stuff. I don't know. But it's weird.
How big are they? How big are these cages?
These are big Jurassic Park type cages.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dinosaurs. Circle.
It's a good place to keep dinosaurs in the desert, though. I guess.
So, warm you around.
There's just so many weird things with it. And then
it's the stuff that's coming up from the stargates. They got to catch it there and keep it.
Mm.
But so another weird thing with it is all over that base, there's doors going into the mountains. I've heard some explanations that it'd be enough where they do chemical testing in there. So I don't know about those ones exactly. That's the explanation I've heard for those. But I've seen the doors. I mean, they're massive doors. So,
I mean, I don't know where else you would keep like some of the most dangerous chemical compounds known to man, like except inside a mountain. Like that's where you would want to keep them. I don't know where else you'd put them.
So big is what I wonder. I mean, we're talking like airplane hangar type size.
Well, I'm sure they've got like vats of this stuff. They've just got like giant whatever. And plus, you've got like there's probably a whole bunch of like circulation systems. You want a whole bunch of like enclosed space.
They're preparing for the zombie apocalypse, and that's they're gonna have to just storm in these big pens in the middle of nowhere.
Lure them in, yeah.
And then, so like another thing that's really weird at that base, right? So getting on that base, we would go in military convoys, and even in a military convoy, they still stop every single soldier. They will do a full background check. I've watched warrant officers get arrested on the spot because they had an unpaid parking ticket that went into a warrant or stuff like that.
For a parking ticket?
Yeah. It is just a crazy.
Yeah, that's like Dugway Proving Ground's like no joke. That's like where they keep like VX nerve gas, like all that shit. Like you don't want people coming in there that can't pass a basic background check.
Right.
I don't know. I could believe it. I believe it.
No, we spent the next 2 hours training, looking at these damn gauges, trying to figure out what they are.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah. If you can find where that is, I'd love to have a peek at those. Imagine they do have this giant holding pens, Jurassic Park style, middle of the desert. Yeah.
With stadium lights around them.
It's a fucking gladiator games.
It's the location of the cryptid crushathon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You found it.
Doug Way Proving Grounds.
There it is.
Figured it out.
All right, man.
We're going to keep it a secret, but.
Yeah. Well, thanks, boys. I appreciate you guys. Keep me company and keep me awake while I'm out here driving at night. So keep up good work.
Yeah. If you remember, send us if you can find those pens, send them in. Send the Google pin.
Absolutely.
All right, brother. We appreciate it.
Thanks, boys.
All right. Safe travels. Matt, the crushathon, middle of the desert, Doug Way Proving Grounds, Area 52. You keep all the fucking mutated monsters out there.
Yeah, just let them battle under the lights.
I mean, where else are you going to keep, you know, Wendigos, like inside a mountain? Safest. Keep them in.
Until they band together and uprise, it's like fucking Spartacus, and you got a problem.
Yeah. You. Army of Wendigos break free.
I am Sasquatch. Yeah. No, I am Sasquatch.
Yeah, man.
All right, we got time. We're all fucked. We got time for another call or two. Let's bring one more on. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
My name is Kyle. I'm from Cincinnati.
Boom.
One, I love you guys.
That's how you do it.
My conspiracy theory today is that game was rigged.
Dude, that PI call was fucking so gross. Absolutely. I can't. Hey, listen, I was happy for Stafford, but that PA, that was a phantom PI call. That made no sense.
What's PI call? What does that mean?
Pass interference. Yeah.
But think about it. A brand new team in a $5.5 billion stadium that has no fan base, no real merch sales, anything.
Right.
The NFL needs them to win the Super Bowl right out the gate, because think about how many fans and how many people are going to go out after today and buy LA gear.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah. It's all a money-making scheme.
Nobody even knew who Stafford was until this year.
He's been in the league 15 years.
Yeah.
13. Yeah. 13? Yeah. But no, and then all of a sudden they have the cap space for fucking Von Miller and OBJ to add during the season. Two of the best at their positions. Like, it's fuck.
They're $15 million over their cap.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, this sounds like a Tampa Bay Lightning situation of last year.
Well, I have Tampa Bay Buccaneers of last year. Same thing.
I'm pretty sure you can make the case that most professional sports franchises are money making schemes.
Well, I mean, they got to make money, but some of them.
But it's how they win.
I
don't know. I think they've been fixing games for years. I've been banging that table for a long time.
No, how do they fix them by paying off the refs? You think is that the biggest thing?
I mean, I think you fix them by making the schedules in favor. Go ahead, dude. Sorry.
No, they're not paying anyone off that low level. That's high up.
Yeah, but how do they control
the game? I think they just make the decision. They're just like, this year, whatever.
These guys are going to win.
I mean, what?
And they're going to be like, hey, refs, like, you get a cut of the whatever. You get a couple hundred grand in your bank account.
There's been a few players that have come out and said the NFL's rigged.
Yeah.
I believe it. That's what I said. I was like, I think most professional sports leagues probably are just giant money making schemes.
But do you think that if it was rigged like that, that more players would eventually come out though?
No.
Well, that's what I mean.
Concussions. Like,
well, if it's rigged, then there's really only a couple ways to rig the game. One, you got to pay the players to either take the fall or fumble or whatever. You got to pay the refs.
It's the officials. We just said, the refs make the call.
Yeah, but
I think it goes even higher than that, though. Like, I honestly think it comes down to like right down to like creating the schedule. Like, when you look at these schedules, like strength of schedule, you know, the worst teams in the NFL have the hardest schedules. It makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, but then how? That's stacking the cards, but you're not guaranteed
unless the refs are in on it completely, you can't. I don't think you can completely rig it. I think they stack the cards in favor of certain teams and push them for reasons.
Push it one way,
right? Like, there's only reasons. Like, there's a reason why only, you know, all these teams, 32 teams play in America, but there's only one. America only has one team. It's because Jerry Jones runs the fucking NFL, so the Cowboys are America's team.
Jerry Jones does.
But they never won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, but they have a fucking ridiculous roster. Their cap makes no fucking sense. Like, they've got two of the best fucking, they have three of the most high paid players in three different positions. They have one of the most high paid quarterbacks, one of the highest paid receivers and running backs.
I just remember reading an article that they were like, if you had a bunch of money, the best investment that you could make is a professional sports team franchise. Just prints money.
Like, you need like, fuck you.
Like, billions of dollars.
Yeah, but it's like, the people money. Who own these franchises have the fuck you money. And it's you don't think all those guys like hang out on each other's yachts and are like, hey, so next year, you know, blah, 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 this is looking like this and this is looking like this, you know, maybe we can hash something out here.
Even if you stacked it in the way where you had a team with like, better players and a favorable schedule, and then it's like, whatever, maybe the NFL uses some sort of tech where like when someone's playing, they can just tell like the defensive line coach what play the opposing team's about to run, right? So you can kind of have your defense set up the best possible way. Like, sure, yeah, it's, you know, like, you know, it's going to come down to skill and scramble, but it's like if your defense is set up the best possible way because you know the play and potentially who they're looking for, like, I mean, that's a pretty big edge.
Well, that'd be some big, big insiders there.
Well, what if it was just a few players? Like, what if they're like, hey, we're going to throw an extra 10 grand at you. Give us a holding call.
Oh, you need more than 10 G's, though, dude.
Yeah, mil.
Those guys are making
I don't think the players would be in on it. I think it would be like it'd be like officials and maybe coaches. The coaches.
Yeah.
Like, because those people are in there for years, you know. Players can go out like it. They're like that. Tear your ACL. You could like, you know, twist your fucking knee out. You're out with an injury and they're gone. But coaches, officials around for decades. Like, well, I think those
coaches for sure, but like the officials is fucking crazy. They make no money
that you know about.
No, they all have fucking other jobs and shit. Like, it's crazy.
What was that, Tori?
You just did the Michael Jordan conspiracy.
Yep.
I mean, who knows? That's the thing, though. What if it could be anyone in there? Oh, you're on speakerphone, by the way, and everyone here, we're waiting to take a shot.
Oh, dude, yes.
Fucking get in. What are you waiting for? Let's go.
You guys have drinks ready?
Hey. Who day?
Who day?
I
got the vape pen. I'll start with that.
Toast fucking Joey B.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Who day?
All right. Well, I gave you guys my conspiracy. Holy shit.
All right.
I might have drank a little bit more than I thought.
That's it. Super Bowl Sunday. You get excuses today.
Hey, man. Good for you.
Well, I'm glad I got to talk to you guys finally. Man, I can't wait for this episode to come out so I can play it for all my friends.
Right on, man.
Hey, y'all have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for the call. Oh. Bye.
Getting future's bright for the Bengals, man.
Open lines, man. You can have
young
sports conspiracies.
They got a shit ton of cap space. Like, that team's going to be scary for the foreseeable future.
Bengals. I like the helmets.
They haven't changed their helmets for a long time, huh?
I don't know.
Bengals? Why would you, though? That's a classic look.
It's
man.
A good, I mean, it's a good really uniform. It's always been a fucking rad uniform.
Well, they just changed their uniforms, but the helmets.
Oh, right. Yeah. The helmets are, those are iconic. You can't change those.
Yeah. I think they changed their jerseys last year.
Oh, what is it? Oh, the Washington Redskins are, no, sorry. Russian,
the Commanders.
The Washington Commies.
That's really, really stupid. And how did that get through?
I don't, who didn't check that? Be like, hey, we're red and gold. And it's like, what? Just like the Soviet Union? Yeah.
Burgundy. But
it's a stupid name.
The worst part about though, it's not even that. The worst part was they had so many cooler names as options.
Dan Snyder's under a bunch of investigations.
He's a piece of shit. The Washington
Commanders.
Awful name.
You could have been the Defenders. Like, Defenders would have been fine. Red Tails, Red Admirals, Wolves, any of that
Red
shit.
Red Wolves, Red Tails. Cool. Yeah. I think Red Tails would have been
great.
But I think they won. I think they wanted to stay away from anything. Like,
I think they should have stayed as the Washington football team. Boom.
Yeah, I think it's better than Commanders.
Definitely. All right, let's bring
Washington Commies, dude.
We got one more call for the night. Let's bring them on. Okay. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Chris from Denver.
Hey, Chris.
Chris from Denver.
Welcome back.
How y'all doing?
Oh, doing well. What do you got for us?
So I had a little bit of a paranormal story for you.
Perfect.
All right. So this happened. It was relatively recently, within the past like 4 months. But so I was up late one night. I was just sitting in bed messing around on my computer, and I heard my daughter. She started like crying, but then laughing. So I was like, all right. So I grabbed a little baby monitor and I look at her, and she's standing up in like the front corner of her crib, and she's staring at the corner in her room, and she would drop down, start laughing and stand up, and then drop down and start laughing and then stand back up. And then she was reaching out for something. She was reaching out and like trying to talk to something and grab at something.
Like something invisible, seemingly.
Yeah. Because it's like, that's a game me and her play, is I'll hide behind something and I pop out and she drops down and starts laughing. And then she comes back up and then I pop out, she drops down, and we just do the same exact thing.
What?
That's terrifying. So,
weird.
I don't know, man. My kid does that. Yeah, I'm looking at laughing. Fucking adoption.
She's having a good old time.
And has she done that since?
She's done it a few times. She's done it like loosely before, but that was the first time it was like super definitive that she was attempting to interact with something. And then she's done it, I'd say, probably like 2 or 3 times since, but that was the one obviously that stood out the most.
Hey, maybe she's playing with Casper the cleanly ghost, getting ready to play some croquet or whatever.
Maybe.
That's weird though.
Casper is one of the two.
I don't like that, man. Yeah. It really freaks me out. Like, I'm like, what the hell are they seeing?
Yeah, and I'm just like, are they seeing? Yeah, are they actually seeing something there? Like, super weird.
It's like I was telling my wife, I think cats and children are the most connected to the paranormal.
Yeah, I mean, my cat is constantly having a meltdown at 3 a.m, running from spirits.
Yeah, because they're legit. Cats are legit. Bro, demons.
My cat follows me. He like follows me into the kitchen at night and like stares and makes sure I'm safe from whatever the fuck's in the house.
He's either that or they're waiting for you to die so they can pretty much just eat you, I think.
I don't know, man. I got a kid and 2 cats, but when I bought this house, I made sure that the veil was extra thick. Like, it was part of my like purchase agreement. So we don't have any of these problems.
Double thick veil.
Yeah, like that's, we made sure. Triple ply.
I had a properly calibrated EMF meter. Kid,
you might be sending it out.
Awesome, man. Hey, well, thanks for calling back. We'll see you in Austin, I believe, right?
Yeah, I'm flying out there on the 2nd. I got a buddy that I'm meeting up with down there. He's from there, and then I'm going to be with y'all for the weekend, so it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, we're stoked. It's going to be a hell of a
good time. Right on.
All right, brother. We're going to wrap this episode up.
Yep. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Bye. Boom. There you have it. Football is rigged. Dugway Proving Grounds is the center of the Crush-a-thon.
It's the place for the next Cryptid Crush-a-thon.
Yeah, that's where the finale will be.
And I like my veils thick.
Thick-ass veils.
Thick ass veils, baby.
Mm-hmm. All right, there's people on the line, but you know the drill. Wait.
Fuck off. That's all said last week.
Works. Like, you've got to wait. It's over. Wait till the next one.
Hey, call us next week.
2 weeks. 2nd and 4th Sunday of every month.
It'll be February 27th, the next one.
Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.